1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 20th of January. It's Penguin Awareness Day. Happy birthday Gary Barlow, Evan Peters, Tom Baker and Will Young. UK chain Argos has announced it's pulling out of the Irish market. It used to be famous for its catalogue and every house probably has some of their pencils, but now its owner Sainsbury's says because of Brexit and the growth of online shopping, it just doesn't make sense to continue to operate as a standalone operation in Ireland. Up to 580 people are expected to lose their jobs as the stores close by the middle of June. Donáthshain Micheál Martin said that his heart goes out to those who've lost their jobs and said that the government will do everything it can to make sure employees are looked after. Arnold Dillon, Director of Retail Ireland, says it's a difficult time for retail generally.
The retail sector has faced very significant challenges over recent years, first in Brexit, then through the pandemic, and obviously very significant inflationary pressures over the last year. But I think in this case, there are very company-specific issues at play.
Michael Meegan of Mandate Trade Union says they'll work with Argos to ensure an orderly process for employees.
They have committed to enter into detailed discussions with us, and they have highlighted that they are willing to look at a redundancy package which will be more generous than statutory redundancy.
A group of nations, including the UK, is promising a major boost of military support for Ukraine. Ahead of a crunch meeting in Germany later, Defence Minister has issued a joint statement saying they'd like to see main battle tanks for Kyiv. The UK's Defence Minister said Britain plans to also send 600 Brimstone missiles. President of the European Council Charles Michel was in Ukraine on Thursday to repeat the pledge.
I believe that tanks must be delivered. I reiterate this appeal. We want to support you because we are aware that the next few weeks may be decisive for what comes next.
Meanwhile, former PM Boris Johnson's been talking about the war during an appearance at the World Economic Forum, where he said the West shouldn't be afraid to escalate the conflict in order to bring it to a quicker end. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the news of more weapons, meaning more protection for his people.
Sooner relevant decisions are taken to supply Ukraine with defense weapons, the sooner we can guarantee security to our country and to all Europeans.
The government has announced the rollout of a new electric vehicle charging network. They've committed €100 million over the next 3 years to improve the charging facilities for electric vehicles. The new scheme will see rollout of grants for sports clubs to install charging points. And Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, says it's an important step.
If I had a choice between a grant and putting in a charging system that benefits the whole community, I think we're best switching our supports towards the infrastructure. That's what people really want.
Ultimately, the plan is for a charging point every 60 kilometres on motorways. But with the increase in energy prices, it's no longer seen as a cheaper option, particularly for electric vehicles that require home charging. Minister Ryan is hopeful that we'll see a return to more normal energy prices soon.
It's not certain. No one knows which way the war is going. But it looks like those prices may start to come down because the price of gas has fallen significantly in the last month and the forward price is staying low.
Alec Baldwin is being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of one of his movies. She died when a prop gun went off during rehearsals in New Mexico in 2021. The set's armourer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is accused of the same offence. Baldwin's lawyer called it a terrible miscarriage of justice. He previously denied pulling the trigger. New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says they looked at the whole setup before filing the charges.
It was the totality of the circumstances that this was a really fast and loose set and that nobody was doing their job.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, All Quiet on the Western Front sets a BAFTA nominations record and tributes to music legend David Crosby.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
There was only one game in the Premier League on Thursday night, but it was a big one as Man City hosted Spurs. The first half saw the visitors scored twice and City went into their dressing room 2-0 down and facing real trouble after a run of losses. But whatever Pep said at halftime worked and City came roaring back with four second half goals to finish 4-2 winners. There was definitely a sense of anxiety from manager Pep Guardiola after the game, who ended his Sky Sports interview pretty abruptly.
Yeah, I cannot deny how happy we are, but we are far away from the team that we were. Not in terms of play, but we play good in the first half, but there are many things in terms of competitiveness and in terms of what we have to do and many, many things that we are far away, far away.
War drama All Quiet on the Western Front appears to have conquered the BAFTAs, leading the way with 14 nominations. The Banshees of Inisherin and Everything Everywhere All at Once have also done well, bagging 10 each, whilst Daryl McCormack is up for Rising Star and Best Actor. Richard E. Grant and this morning's Alison Hammond will host the awards in London on February 19th. Everything Everywhere star Stephanie Huso admits that she was surprised by how much of a hit the film was.
And I think I knew that the scope of it was something incredibly special, but I definitely couldn't have known that it would do what it's done. And it's been so beautiful to just see people really receive it and believe in movies again and also feel kind of united in this wild, wild little engine that could.
A true giant of music has died. David Crosby, who co-founded both the Byrds and Crosby and Stills and Nash, has passed away at 81. He was famous as a guitarist and had a distinct vocal harmony style, and his success saw him inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. He survived a rock and roll lifestyle, which saw him get a liver transplant in 1994, but he had been ill for some time. Tributes flooded in from bandmate Graham Nash, Nils Lofgren and Beach Boy Brian Wilson. David was still making music and he spoke to the Consequence podcast in 2021. Rest in peace, David.
I think the world's in pretty shitty shape.
Yeah.
Pretty hard shape. I think music is a lifting force. I think it makes things better. It makes people happy. It looks to me that the only contribution I can make, the place that I can help, is to make more music and do it really well.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day. Written, produced and published by
Daft Doris. Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.